Why would birds sing about redemption?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
A minister told the story of seeing a little boy with a cage full of birds he had trapped. He asked the boy what he intended to do with them. The boy said he would play with them and then feed them to his cats. The minister offered to buy them. He took the birds to the edge of the woods and set them free. In telling this to his members, the minister said he envisioned the birds singing as they flew away, redeemed, redeemed, redeemed. When King David heard what God promised to do for him, he reacted in awe. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, we read, King David went in and sat before the Lord and prayed, Who am I, O Sovereign Lord, that you have brought me this far? And now, Sovereign Lord, in addition to everything else, you speak of giving your servant a lasting dynasty. Do you deal with everyone this way, O Sovereign Lord? How great you are! There is no one like you. If David reacted this way to God's promise of an eternal dynasty, how should we react to God's promise to us? God promises that on the basis of his son's atoning death, he will grant unconditional forgiveness to all who truly accept his son as their savior and Lord. He will give them the ability to live a purpose-filled life now and eternal joy with God forever. How should we react to that offer?
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.